Good morning. I'm Navy Seaman Adam Mojica, otherwise known as DJ Mojo, starting your day off right with some coastal grooves. We got that question of the day and a special guest here today. We got Sean Gillespie. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, DJ Mojo. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. The Padres are doing pretty good in baseball, so I'm happy about that.
Glad to hear that.
We got the question of the day, though. If you could be stationed anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
Just because it's familiar territory, has been for the last decade, I'm going to have to go with good old Bahrain. So the reason is because it has been home for the last decade, so a quarter of my life. And yeah, I'm just really comfortable here. Good place, good people, nice vibes.
Sounds good. Why are we here today?
So we are continuing from where we left off last time, and we're talking about body types.
Cooling off in the desert with 106.3.
So I'm back with Sean Gillespie. We were just talking about the question of the day, and now we're going to switch it up since this is Kicking It with Sean Gillespie. How to identify your body type. Take it away.
So we're going to go back to the article I'm referencing from the National Academy of Sports Medicine. The article is written by Kenzie Mahaffey. Now, she says, how to identify your body type. A body type doesn't define or limit you based on your appearance. Rather, it can be used as a powerful tool for fitness professionals. And then it goes on to say, when identifying body types for yourself, consider the characteristics of the three body types: endomorphs, mesomorphs, and ectomorphs. Many of these characteristics can be identified visually, like bone structure and the amount of muscle mass or fat. For some of the other qualities, you can actually ask a few key questions to yourself. So you really need to be conscientious of how you look, how you feel, and what you're looking for. So a couple of these questions. Do you find it easy or hard to gain muscle mass when you try? The next one could be, do you have any metabolic or chronic conditions? And the third one, how easy or hard is it for you to gain weight or to lose weight? These questions, along with the visual observations, can help you to identify which of the three body types you fit into most.
We're cranking up the heat, Bahrain. It's just what we do. AFN the Eagle, serving America's best.
So I'm back with Sean Gillespie. We were talking about how to identify your body type, but is there a way I can change my body type?
Let's see what the article says, written by Kenzie Mahaffey. Can I change my body type? A person's observable body type represents the current sum of their physical, dietary, and lifestyle choices up to that point in time, combined with a variety of uncontrollable factors like genetics, this is a big one, and surrounding environment, so epigenetics. The fitness industry at its core is all about helping people learn to use the tools they can control. Okay, this is actually a slight segue. So you are born with essentially a genetic predisposition. I'm a fitness professional. I'm not going to lie to people. Some people just absolutely can stay lean. Like you're talking about 10% body fat all year round. Other people may never get to 10% body fat in their entire life, no matter how hard they try. And other people are just phenomenally strong for no reason. I've met people that can quite literally lift cars, and you sit and you're like, this is so fascinating. Okay, let's talk about strength. What's your training regime like? And they're like, I sit on the couch, I eat pizza, and I watch Netflix. No exaggeration. Like yeah. That is, it is quite literally, it's incredible to think. And so what you need to do as a person who's trying to gain muscle or lose weight or get fitter or stronger or whatever it is that you want to do, you really need to actually be honest with yourself. You need to maybe find a fitness professional and say, hey, like, I've heard that there is this genetic predisposition to whatever I want to do. What are your professional thoughts? And, you know, if the trainer has had a lot of experience or has many, many different certifications like I do, then they could just honestly say to you, you know, you have a predisposition for strength training because your bone structure just seems to fit it. Now, usually those people tend to struggle with a higher body fat index. It doesn't make them unhealthy. It just makes them stronger. And usually those people, because of social media and stuff, want to get slimmer. And I'm here to tell you right now that you can be a little overweight and healthy. Like, honestly, being sub 10% body fat does not mean healthy. It's a predisposed image that has been put on us since the 60s and 70s bodybuilding era. It doesn't mean you're healthy. So that being said, you really need to decide what health means to you. the lifestyle choices that you want to make, you know, being able to run, being able to move things, lift things, carry things. Most parents that I train will say, you know, I miss running around with my kids. I would like to be a little bit fitter, and I, you know, I've got a toddler and I want to watch them grow up and I want to play baseball with them. I've got a shoulder injury. Let's fix that. Let's make it stronger. And that's the realistic approach to training nowadays. So, you know, whatever happens, the moral of the story here to take away is just remember that you can change, but it depends on how serious you are. By maintaining a healthy self-image, you're more likely to enjoy the process should you decide to take action and change your body composition in some way.
Get your cup of coffee or your cup of tea and relax, because you're listening to 106.3 The Eagle, serving America's best.
So I'm back with Sean Gillespie. We're just talking about changing body types and can we change body types. Now we're going to switch it up to how to improve body composition.
How to improve body composition. This is a good one. This is the moment you've all been waiting for. Open quotes. Changes in body composition don't happen overnight, but they certainly are possible. Research continues to prove that physical training and consistent habitual changes to diet have a strong influence on improving body composition. Metabolic and chronic health conditions that were once considered major roadblocks to weight loss success can now be managed and even improved by modern medicine in conjunction with healthy lifestyle changes. Once you've made changes to your physical activity patterns, nutrition, and other lifestyle factors, your body composition will eventually reflect your new way of living.
Hot enough for you? Try tuning into 106.3 The Eagle, serving America's best.
Okay, so training for endomorph body types. For most endomorphs, the goal is to lose body fat and to build a bit more fit physique. An endomorph may already be strong and athletic. But for those wanting to shift to a more mesomorphic physique, metabolic training and healthy nutrition will be key. For strength training, work through your OPT, which is optimum performance training, phase 1 and 2. But keep the majority of training sessions focused on metabolic conditioning. You can do this by minimizing rest time, using circuits for resistance training sessions, and including plyometrics in your sessions. Maximize calorie burn and improve metabolic efficiency by primarily using high-intensity metabolic training techniques. Consume a high-protein diet with balanced carbs and fats while maintaining a slightly negative energy balance, aka a calorie deficit. This strategy helps the client maximize fat loss while still supporting and even building existing lean muscle mass. Diets containing a daily protein of as much as 2.2 grams per kilogram of body weight have been shown to be safe and effective for supporting existing muscle tissue during the time of calorie restriction and weight loss. The remaining calories can come from whatever blend of carbs and fats individual best tolerates.
Cooling off in the desert with 106.3.
So I'm back with Sean Gillespie. We're just talking about hours to train based on your body type, and we're talking about endomorph. But what about the next body types?
The next one on the list is mesomorph. A mesomorph may not be interested in changing their body type, but rather in pursuing a specific fitness goal or perhaps even gaining more muscle mass. Their fitness goals will help you decide which of the following adjustments can be made to their fitness and nutritional programming to help them succeed. Again, you're utilizing our OPT phases and cardio strategies directly aligned with their goals. Mesomorphs already have a relatively efficient metabolism. They carry functional, if not athletic, muscle mass and are essentially ready to take on whatever fitness goal they please. Eat specifically for your goal and activity. Increase or decrease daily calories to control body composition with positive, neutral, or negative energy balances as needed. Mesomorphs should consume anywhere between 1.2 and 2.2 grams per kilogram of body weight of protein, depending on the intensity of the exercise program, with remaining calories coming from a blend of healthy carbs and fats. Daily calorie intake can be modified based upon body composition goals and daily calorie expenditure. Do adjust the protein intake to match muscle gain goals. Increase protein intakes up to 2.2 grams per kilogram of body weight for muscle gain goals. If muscle maintenance is all that's desired, keep protein intake to around 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight as recommended by the FDA.
We're cranking up the heat, Bahrain. It's just what we do. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
So I'm back with Sean Gillespie. We just finished talking about endomorph, mesomorph, and now we're about to talk about ectomorph.
That is correct. Ectomorph, last one on the list. Ectomorphs typically have a hard time putting on mass and often wish to change that in order to have a more fit or muscular appearance. Because they already have a high metabolism, the focus of their program will be strength training and nutritional plan that supports muscle gain. Maximize muscle gain using lower intensity hypertrophy and maximal strength resistance training with longer rest periods. Minimize cardio to avoid burning excess calories. The primary focus of training program should be muscle building activities, as ectomorphs can already burn calories and lose weight with ease. Doing too much cardio can work against any muscle building goals for this particular person. Consume a high protein diet with balanced carbs and fats, consuming a calorie surplus to facilitate muscle and weight gain. Ectomorphs need higher levels of protein, 1.2 to 1.6 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight to gain muscle and mass, with some individuals requiring up to 2.2 grams per kilogram of body weight.
Get your cup of coffee or your cup of tea and relax, because you're listening to 106.3 The Eagle, serving America's best.
So I'm back with Sean Gillespie, and we were talking about the different body types, the three different body types, but all in all, what are your final thoughts?
So as a fitness professional, I would honestly say, and I'm sure that other fitness professionals will agree with me here, there's no such thing as one body type. We are usually a mixture of two or more. And as you age, your body type changes. Your metabolism slows. You generally tend to be, you'll gear towards one more than the other. Or, you know, anyone over the age of 40 listening to this right now will say, hey, you know, I used to be a lot leaner, you know, once upon a time. And now you're like, I move like I used to. I eat like I used to. And I'm a little bit fluffy. So what changed? And the answer is age. It's just age. That's the common defining factor. But yeah, with any program, any goal, all it is really consistency and a couple of tweaks here and there. Now, we have the absolute luxury in the modern day to isolate and prioritize protein intake, which has been shown to effectively recomp our bodies, right? So we want to do recomposition. We want to be fitter, stronger, healthier, leaner, whatever it is. Protein actually really hits that every single time. Like, research has actually shown now that, you know, you want a body comp, protein. Protein, 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 like all day long. But that doesn't mean that you have to go out there and eat like 6 20-ounce steaks, you know, every hour. That just means that you need to find a balance. So, you know, get different varieties of protein. I actually am a really big believer in protein shakes, but not as a replacement of any kind, as exactly as it's intended, as a supplement. So that's why supplements are called supplements, because we actually supplement our current diet. So we basically will intake a protein shake right after a workout. And that's fantastic, because it is essentially a powder. And within 30 minutes, it's, you know, probably entering our muscle cells, which is exactly what you need. So yeah, the different body types are just going to be endomorph, mesomorph, and ectomorph. And everybody has a different key genetic marker here. So, you know, you'll have to be a lot more stringent with carbs. You will have to be a lot less stringent with carbs. You, as you noticed in the show, every single one of these, the one commonality, protein. You have to prioritize the protein. And then you essentially balance and play around with the carb and fat ratios to achieve the desired result.
Well, thank you so much. I think that's all we have time for. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Come see me down at P911 for any fitness advice. If you want to do some cardio, then the 0600 Sunday spin class is the place to be. I lead that. Fantastic playlist, really good music. Otherwise, we have boxing, kickboxing, usually at 1600 and 1700 respectively. Please do check the schedule, or, you know, if you see me, bump into me, ask me any questions. I'm happy to help out. Thank you so much, DJ Mojo.
Thank you.